How many holes have you punched in the wall that now that you're not out?
Well, especially now it's getting more frustrating, and today's going to be tough because they're doing what I love to do today, and that's hit. So today's going to be the hardest day to watch, and I'm sure it's not going to get easier as camp goes on. But you know, I have an end goal in sight, and that's what's keeping me going right now. And when things like this happen to me, I just use it as extra motivation, and I'm going to come back stronger from this than I ever have.
Wait, Henry, I came in a little late. Could you tell us where you are with your rehab? Are you ahead of schedule? And, you know, when are you eyeing coming back?
Well, I'm going to do everything in my power to get back for the first game. That's my goal. That's my intention. But ultimately, that decision is not up to me. I want to just get back to playing football at the earliest possible date. Everything's going really well in rehab. Making advances and strides every day, and I'm just excited with my progress, and I know trainers are happy where I'm at too.
Do you have any kind of timetable for when you get back on the field?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did they give you any kind of timetable for when you can get back on the field?
Well, you know, with this rehab, it's kind of a step-by-step process, you know, in the increments, and you know, that's going to be determined, but, you know, like I said, I'm going to try and get back there at the earliest date, and, you know, we're being aggressive in my rehab, and, you know, we're not, you know, haven't had any steps backward. You know, we've just been going forward the whole time, so feel good about things.
Henry, I would think the fact that you can stand on the field during the two-hour practice, you're able to walk around, I would think that's obviously a good sign to making, you know, the progress that you're going to make.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, I could go through that, you know, not have any pain, not have any issues, go through my rehab, not have any setbacks, you know, that's definitely a lot of positive signs right there. I feel good, and, you know, I'm only going to get better. Just gotta keep rehabbing and working hard like I've been.
Henry, is it a strength or stability thing that still has to get better for them to clear you?
I don't know. You have to ask them. I've been working on everything possible. I've been working on strength, stability, conditioning, doing everything. Upper body lifts. You know, stay toned. You know, don't lose that strength in the upper body. So, I said when I come back and I get clear, I'm gonna hit the ground running. I don't want to have to make up time that I lost. I'm making up that time right now.
Are you helping the Rutgers kid who's they brought in for camp?
Absolutely, absolutely. He's a great kid, nice guy, and you know it's my job as a veteran player to help new guys that they bring in. Doesn't matter, regardless of the position, it's my job. I feel like I'm a leader now on this team. Been with these guys for a few years now, so that's what I have to do.
Were you concerned at all that they might bring in a more established fullback? Because they probably wouldn't carry two fullbacks during the season.
When something like this happens, you know they're going to bring in somebody. That's just the way it goes. But you can't concern yourself with worrying about that because the minute you do that, the minute that your focus goes away from rehab and doing that type of thing. So that was my focus. That was all I was worried about this summer, rehabbing back, doing everything I possibly could, you know, just, you know, with that vision going forward, getting ready for the season.